Well, tonight marks the opening of the 54th annual Ann Arbor Film Festival, which will run through Sunday. The majority of the over 200 screenings and presentations for this week-long festival will take place at the Michigan Theater downtown Ann Arbor, but there will be a few other satellite events as well in what promises to be a busy week. Current State's Jamie Paisley spoke yesterday with the executive director of the festival, Leslie Raymond.
When we think of film, it's a very static medium for the majority, because when you have the final cut, that's about it. But there is several instances of this upcoming festival where that's not going to be the case.
You mean the ones that are not just specifically for a passive observation?
Exactly.
So the one that comes to mind first is Graham Weinbrin's 78 Letters. It's going to play on the Sunday of the festival. In the main, in the afternoon, I believe at 3 p.m. And this is a work where he's got 60-second clips that are all associated with different letters of the alphabet, and the audience will be telling him there and then in the theater which ones to put on. So this should be very interesting. I've never seen the performance myself, so I'm going to be excited to see, like, how does everybody tell him how to put what letter on next? Or is everybody going to shout or hold up their hand, or, you know, what will that be like? He's been performing it for a while, and he keeps adding to it. So there will be a couple of new chapters, shall we say, for his Ann Arbor performance.
And there's also very interesting light music, which is not a single projection element. Could you talk about that? Because as I'm reading about it, when you have something called light music, it's very difficult to get that coming across in the text as you're reading about it.
So this is called Light Music by Liz Rhodes. It's actually a historical piece that our curator, David Donnell, selected to show at the Ann Arbor Arts Center. It's two 16-millimeter projectors. They point at screens that face each other. So there'll be a screen at each end of the room and a projector at each end of the room pointing towards the other screen. And the audience is invited to walk in between, so their own presence and their shadow and obstruction of the image is a part of it. The sound is generated from the optical soundtrack of the film. So the way that old celluloid film works in playing the sound is that there's a soundtrack embedded in the edge that light shines through and makes the sound. So the actual images are quite abstract and then actually just kind of spill out into that portion of the film strip. And so the sound head reads based on what the black and white abstract images are.
We're speaking with Leslie Raymond, the executive director of the 54th annual Ann Arbor Film Festival, the longest-running independent and experimental film festival in North America. And Leslie, with that kind of legacy, I think much of the public might think it is, you know, art film lovers only kind of affair. But in the interactive